Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 45 degrees.
Light traffic on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Police are questioning the older brother of two boys found dead last night in West Point.
The brother went missing for several hours after the deaths were discovered. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene in Davis County with the latest. Andrew?
Amanda, detectives located this 15-year-old boy overnight. He'd been left in charge of his 4-year-old and 10-year-old brothers. Mom came home from the dance recital to find the younger kids dead. This 15-year-old was nowhere to be found. Davis County Sheriff Sergeant Susan Polson says investigators will be looking into what he knows.
We just don't know. That's why we are calling him a person of interest and interested in speaking with him so we can find out more about what happened.
This kid was actually the focus of a missing person search back in 2011. It appeared he simply had left home at the time. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
A deadly fall claims the life of a man by Bridal Veil Falls. Police say witnesses called them after they watched the victim fall off of a cliff. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says they're not sure if the man climbed up the mountain or came over the top.
The rescuers said that where he fell was probably actually about 160 to 180 feet. Either way, when they got there, he was beyond any help.
Cannon says the victim is between 40 and 50 years of age, but they don't know who he is yet. The body will be taken to the Salt Lake County Medical Examiner.
KSL's top national story this hour. For the very first time, the Obama administration has admitted that U.S. drone strikes have killed 4 Americans since 2009. The president will talk about that during a speech later today. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, Attorney General Eric Holder took the fall on this one. He sent a letter to Congress finally admitting to these deaths from drone attacks that had been widely reported. 3 of those killed were not intentional targets. Well, today, President Obama gets to talk about it. He'll give a military speech in D.C. where he's going to talk about the moral and ethical issues of using drones. The big question here, can the U.S. government kill U.S. citizens suspected of being terrorists? The president himself will acknowledge today it has now happened 4 times. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. 2 attackers savagely killed a man believed to be a British soldier just outside an army barracks in London. Tom Simons with the BBC reports the 2 suspects were shot and wounded by police.
This is now a complex police investigation of several connected parts. First of all, the body of the man killed in the initial attack. Then, the police shooting being scrutinized by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. And beyond that, counter-terrorism officers will be trying to work out who these men are, why they did this, and whether anyone else is prepared to carry out a similar attack.
The men reportedly told eyewitnesses the killing was, quote, because Muslims are dying by British soldiers every day.
Politics on KSL News Radio. An IRS official has taken the Fifth Amendment, but she is still being asked to come back and testify before a House panel.
We're not done yet. That's the view of Congressman Daryl Issa, chairman of the committee where Lois Lerner refused to answer questions about IRS abuses, citing the Fifth Amendment. Issa says Ms. Lerner may have left a legal loophole by insisting on a statement in which she said she'd done nothing wrong before she invoked the Fifth Amendment. And he'll try to get her back before the committee again.
That is ABC's Vic Ratner reporting from Capitol Hill.
A staff member at West Point Military Academy is accused of spying on female cadets with hidden cameras in the showers and locker rooms. He was a decorated combat veteran and in charge of 125 cadets, but now he has been relieved of his duties and charged with several counts.
A man suspected of stealing a truck apparently was picking up stolen goods while he was being followed by police. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Randall?
Yes, Amanda. Police spotted this stolen truck in Kearns around 10:30 last night, and they loosely followed it into Davis County. At that point, the suspect noticed the cops and sped off. Police did spike his tires, and he eventually crashed. He then abandoned that truck, but he was caught.
In the back of the truck, when we first started following the vehicle, there was no property. And then after a couple of times when he came back out on and we reacquired the vehicle, we found that he now had property in the back of his truck.
Unified Police Sergeant Chad Egan says the suspect does have a long criminal history. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Two firefighters with the Unified Fire Department are accused of illegally obtaining pain pills, and a third is under investigation.
I think that you have three individuals who got into some issues on their own, and unfortunately, the human side of life comes into play occasionally, and they got into some issues and need to get some help.
Fire Chief Michael Jensen says all three employees were working at different stations on separate schedules.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Camping spots in Utah state parks are almost completely gone. I'm Paul Nelson.
Really nice. Now is the time to leave to get to work. But wait a minute, I'm not even up yet. KSL News Time, 5:05.
The facts are shocking. One in four Utahns is obese, and the numbers are rising.
Obesity-related healthcare costs could increase by four times in a few short years.
It's time we all take control of our lives and our health. That's why KSL News
and Intermountain Healthcare
are teaming together to make 2013 the year when
each of us lives well and enjoys better health.
Watch for weekly features and reports from KSL News
and feel better with your life, your health.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win great prizes like a Yellowstone getaway to Three Bear Lodge Resort, courtesy of the Montana Office of Tourism, or enter to win tickets to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, opening June 24th in Cedar City. Plus, find out more about the KSL Family Book Festival, featuring the Utah Foster Care Foundation's Chalk Art Festival, Saturday, June 15th at the Gateway. Log on today and win at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Makes me nuts.
And all night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15.
Rubbing dirt on a wound for healing may be a legitimate idea. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
Heavy travel is expected this Memorial Day throughout Utah, but it appears many will be making road trips closer to home. AAA projects about 2.6 million Mountain West residents will travel 50 miles or more this Memorial Day. We'll have triple team traffic coverage for you starting this afternoon on KSL News Radio.
This might be the reason a lot of people are staying closer to home. You'll be paying more for that road trip because of gas prices. They're on the rise again. ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis reports on how it's expected to affect the summer driving season.
A month ago, a family road trip from Minneapolis to the Grand Canyon would have cost about $700. Today, almost $900. And while the record prices have plateaued, experts say drivers on the coast should buckle up. Americans pay the most at the pump during summer months.
The national average for a gallon of gas, $3.66.
If you were hoping to find a camping spot at one of Utah state parks, you are rapidly running out of time. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
It's typical for Utah campsites to be mostly filled for Memorial Day weekend, but Dina Loyola of Utah State Park say they're just as busy, if not busier, than they were last year.
29 of our 32 parks that offer camping are completely booked this weekend.
Loyola says the pleasant-looking forecast and the possibility that a lot of people just want to stay close to home for Memorial Day this year is sending interest in camping up.
I think this is a little bit more than we were prepared for.
She also thinks day visits to state parks and rounds of golf may be up from last year too. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Grant and Amanda. Well, as we are on the eve of everybody getting out of Dodge, right now what I'm seeing on the Valley Freeways is a nice ride and a big old fat beautiful moon to greet early morning commuters. It is looking at a smooth ride on north and southbound I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties between Clearfield and Provo. Now, for those to the east, it's very light, hardly anybody out. On I-80 and I-215, you'll see just a few cars northbound on the West Belt Route, as well as eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. And if you're out to catch an early morning flight, a good time to be on I-80 between I-15 and Bangor Highway, headed towards the airport. Overall, a quiet start to the commute and no problems reported on the freeways or main secondaries. Visit a local Good Neighbor Pharmacy for a 2-for-1 Tuesday's Salt Lake Bees baseball voucher. For a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com. Click on Promotions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. Well, we had a front that moved through yesterday afternoon. Maybe you noticed it. The wind shifted. It started to cool down a little bit. So it's going to be a cooler day today, mostly sunny. And no more 80s, highs in the 70s. Really pleasant weather. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now it's 45 downtown.
The Boy Scouts of America meeting in Dallas. And today, sometime today, they will make a decision on whether or not to allow gay scouts to remain in the Boy Scouts organization. This is a decision that a lot of people are watching, very controversial. And when we have that decision, it will be sometime today, we will break in and give you that information on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Join the KSL Block Party on our Facebook page and win thousands of dollars in prizes. Visit Facebook.com/KSL News Radio and enter to win our Block Party giveaway. You could win a month's mortgage from Mountain America Credit Union, and we'll throw in a new barbecue, 2 beach cruiser bikes, and a $200 gift certificate to Daisy Maids, courtesy of RC Willie and Grow Social. Enter to win by visiting Facebook.com/KSL News Radio. But you need to hurry. The Block Party ends June 3rd.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Rather than trickle down, this is trickle up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Two boys found dead in their West Point home. Their older brother was put in charge. Cops are seeing what he knows. I'm KSL News Radio's Ian Tarado.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Two Unified Fire Authority employees are on administrative leave this morning, and police may still arrest a third employee. They are accused of illegally obtaining pain medication.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, freeway traffic is light, moving at good speeds, and no problems as far as accidents, delays, or other incidents on any of the valley roadways. You are off to a good start if you're out on the roads early this morning. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little cooler today, mix of sun and clouds and mid-70s the high. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Downtown, 45 degrees.
Some employers are trying to avoid penalties under the federal health law by offering very limited plans. They can lack key benefits such as hospital coverage. But Jeremy Sewell of the Salt Lake Society of Human Resource Managers says there are federal state standards that have to be met.
So these bare bones benefits are either going to need to transition to meet the bronze level requirements or be eliminated altogether, and a bronze level requirement benefit will have to be provided.
Sewell says Utah standards wouldn't allow for such a plan to be offered.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. I remember as a kid my mom put mud on my bee sting, and it turns out she knew what she was doing. Researchers at Arizona State have found certain types of clay are antibacterial. Clays rich in specific metallic ions were able to kill E. coli and other pathogens. They cautioned, though, that clay can also contain dangerous metals like mercury and arsenic. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll go in depth. Jennifer Stagg from Channel 5 on the newly released video showing Susan Powell was documenting her assets. In case something was to happen. That's coming up in just a few minutes.
KSL's top national story. President Obama will talk about the need for greater transparency in U.S. drone strikes during a speech today. He'll speak this afternoon at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Two men using a meat cleaver killed a British soldier just outside an army barracks in London yesterday. The two were then shot by police but survived.
Security has been tightened, not just at Woolwich Barracks, but at several defense and security establishments. British Muslims have been quick to condemn the attack.
The BBC's Frank Gardner says the men told witnesses British soldiers are killing Muslims every day. Over in Oklahoma, the first of the funerals is scheduled today following that deadly tornado. It'll be for 9-year-old Antonio Candelario, one of seven children who died at an elementary school. A big decision is expected today from the Boy Scouts of America. The group will decide whether to allow openly gay scouts in its ranks. A U.S. Army sergeant is facing charges for allegedly taking dozens of photos and videos of female cadets at West Point.
I think this behavior absolutely damages the reputation of West Point. I mean, West Point is considered the elite academy.
She's with the Service Women's Action Network. Some of the pics were secretly snapped in the women's bathroom and shower over a 5-year period. Sacramento, California, a man was impaled by a metal pipe that came crashing through his car windshield. Cops don't know where this pipe came from.
For all we know, it could have been laying actually on the highway stationary. Another vehicle could have come along and actually somehow kicked this pipe up in the air.
Man's car then crashed into an embankment. He was killed. And when you walk into your kitchen, you don't want to see a bear helping itself to your food.
No, you don't.
A woman near L.A. called 911 saying the bear had climbed through her window, was just sitting on her kitchen counter, chowing. She ran upstairs. She locked herself in the bathroom, which is probably what I would have done, too. Cops showed up. And apparently, they made noises until the bear ran back out into the forest.
Huh.
And everything's fine.
I guess you do whatever you can do.
So how's your
You'd
morning
need a
going?
Big taser.
Other than the bear eating breakfast.
Wow. Thank you, Brian. We have about 25 minutes before we're going to be speaking with former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld here on KSL News Radio. His new book is Rumsfeld's Rules, which Grant will have an interesting discussion with the former secretary about how that book was named.
Yeah, how that got started.
That's coming up in a half hour on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 519, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Ricky.
Well, freeway traffic is in great shape this morning, Amanda. No problems if you're north or southbound that I can see between Ogden and Provo. The 21st South Freeway, I-215's Belt Route, I-80 on both the side by Parley's Canyon and on the west side out by the airport, all looking good. Freeway traffic is light and flowing freely. Our main secondaries and our side streets all problem-free. It's a nice time to be out on the roads. Even though it's very early, you have a good commute in front of you. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our seven-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
All right, guys. Really beautiful weather expected today. Got pretty warm yesterday, but not as warm today thanks to a north breeze. We'll see sunny in mid-70s. Tomorrow, same thing. Saturday, near 80 and mostly sunny. Sunday, partly cloudy and low 80s. Monday, the holiday, mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures around 80. A lot of clouds on Tuesday, perhaps even some showers. Temps in the upper 70s. And same thing on Wednesday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 45 degrees downtown.
The search for Susan Powell. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
So much speculation about how missing West Valley mom Susan Powell felt toward Josh and her state of mind.
Well, now we're hearing directly from her in a new video released by police. KSL 5's Jennifer Stagg reports.
She shot this video here in her house as a way to document all of her belongings in case something were to happen to her. And now knowing what we know now at this point, and also all that we do not know, it is certainly haunting.
This is me, July 29th, 2008.
It's like a voice from the grave. If only there were confirmation Susan Powell was indeed dead.
Covering all my bases, making sure that if something happens to me or my family or all of us, that our assets are documented.
Many of Susan's friends and family said she had concerns for her safety, but this is the first time we are able to hear it from her in her own words. In her own voice.
Hope everything works out and we're all happy and live happily ever after as much as that's possible.
Police released thousands of documents involved with her case spanning 3.5 years. Included was this video.
Josh locked this, but this is all of his files. See, locked.
It's a video tour through the Powell home, with her son Charlie playing nearby. Susan details all of the family's belongings and hints several times at a rocky relationship.
And Josh felt the need to bust a hole in the wall. Broke this and threw all my DVDs and made a mess. Because he was angry at me.
Also released, Susan's handwritten will. She writes she does not trust Josh, that he had threatened her, and that she wanted to leave a paper trail in case anything happened. If I die, it may not be an accident, she wrote, even if it looks like one.
Not worth thousands of dollars, but I have assets.
Sweet, precious.
That is just chilling, isn't it?
Chilling.
To hear that.
To hear that.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, well, the Fed helped the stocks go up yesterday, mm-hmm. and then the Fed helped the stocks go down yesterday.
Right.
Live by the Fed, die by the Fed. So we'll talk about that when we check money news in a minute.
Representative Chaffetz, by the way, had some very interesting questioning of the head of the IRS yesterday. We'll talk with Congressman Chaffetz later on this morning at 6:45.
KSL News Time with Grant and Amanda, 5:23.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you're the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
DavesBernina.com.
Rate of growth in their surrounding suburbs at an even faster rate than last year. Economists say it's a sign Americans prefer urban living after the economic downturn.
Ford wants to make 200,000 more vehicles this year. The increase will come through a series of production line expansions. The company will also only shut down production for 1 week rather than the normal two. The increased production means more jobs.
The Federal Reserve helped push stock prices up and then lower yesterday. Prices surged when Fed Chairman Bernanke suggested the central bank would not slow its massive economic stimulus program. Then later, minutes of a Fed meeting were released suggesting the stimulus could be scaled back if the economy picks up. Dow dropped 80 points yesterday.
And the Dow futures are in the red right now. Dow futures down 93, the S&P down 12.5, and the NASDAQ down 23.5.
We woke up this morning to the news of two brothers, a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old, found dead in a home. A 15-year-old brother has been taken into custody as a person of interest. That story, the very latest, coming up with Andrew Adams in just a few minutes.
Can cut.
Do we need to cut that amount of money? Yes. And more.
Just make sure it makes sense.
I mean, you don't lop off the productive stuff. You lop off the unproductive stuff. You don't penalize those that are being efficient. You penalize those who are totally inefficient.
Government gets bigger. Sometimes it gets smaller. Doug Wright walks Utah through all the changes. Listen weekdays 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Time 529, traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Grant. Well, still looking at a really nice ride in progress. Now, we are starting to see a little more traffic northbound on I-15. It's going to be scattered from Draper up to Murray, basically off and on between 123rd South up to about 53rd, 45th South. Overall, though, you've got a nice ride in front of you from Provo all the way to 6th South, downtown, southbounders in Davis County. Also starting to see some increasing spots of traffic. It's about that time where it starts to build there on the southbound commute coming in from the north. So expect some spots of busy traffic, and that's going to be scattered from Roy and Clearfield all the way to North Salt Lake. The 201, I-215, I-80, all looking good. Shop the outlets at Traverse Mountain's Memorial Day sale Friday through Monday. Spend $250 and receive a $10 outlets gift card while supplies last. Visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Not going to be as warm as it was yesterday because a front has moved in, some somewhat cooler air. Highs only in the mid-70s this time around, and mostly sunny. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
Right now, downtown, 44 degrees.
A crash-free start to your morning drive. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, what happened and why? Two young boys are dead in West Point and their older brother went missing for hours.
Police say he was found overnight and they want to talk to him. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene with more. Andrew?
Amanda, mom came home last night from a dance recital, found her 4-year-old son and 10-year-old son dead. Her 15-year-old was missing. Davis County Sheriff Sergeant Susan Polson says the teen was located overnight, and detectives are trying to figure out what he knows about the deaths and why he left home when he was supposed to be watching his younger brothers.
I don't have any information on the insight into his behavior, what's going on with him.
Right now, this teen is being called a person of interest. He has left home before. In 2011, his brief disappearance prompted a search. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. The FBI now says the Boston bombing suspect who was killed in a shootout with police was involved in a triple homicide back in 2011. Brian Martin has the details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, this new information came from Tsarnaev's friend who was just shot and killed by an FBI agent yesterday in Florida. While agents were questioning him about what he knew about the Boston bombings, Ibrahim Todashev says older Boston suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev helped him kill three people in Massachusetts 2 years ago after a drug deal went bad. Todashev not only confessed and said he did it, he told agents Tsarnaev helped him do it. Yesterday during questioning, Todashev attacked an agent using a knife. That agent then shot and killed him. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. The FBI has arrested a Washington man for possibly sending ricin-laced letters. The letters were intercepted last week by postal officials. ABC's Melissa Luck reports the arrest follows an extensive search of the suspect's apartment.
I think that you have three individuals who got into some issues on their own, and unfortunately, the human side of life comes into play occasionally, and they got into some issues and need to get some help.
So far, no one has been sickened from the ricin.
A handwritten will and a video left behind by missing West Valley mom Susan Powell seems to indicate that she was worried about Josh Powell.
Covering all my bases, making sure that if something happens to me or my family or all of us, that our assets are documented.
In that will, Susan says if she dies, it may not be an accident, even if it looks like one. She also writes she doesn't trust Josh and that he had threatened her.
Utahns donated more than $81,000 for Oklahoma tornado victims in just a matter of hours. KSL and the Red Cross teamed up in a telethon Tuesday night, and donations were accepted yesterday as well through KSL.com.
And in Oklahoma, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and many more are helping the tornado victims this morning.
Groups of friends who have set up along the side of the road handing out toiletries, handing out water, handing out clothing even, because you have to think these people lost everything. And there are even people who are walking into the hardest hit areas, pushing wheelbarrows full of cold water as these people are out in the hot sun trying to sift through all of the rubble and debris, trying to salvage anything they can from their homes. Their neighbors are there giving them a helping hand.
That's ABC's Marcy Gonzalez reporting from Moore.
Many of us will hit the road this Memorial Day, but it also starts off the 101 critical days of summer when we see more accidents than any other time of year. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson starts off our team coverage live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Randall?
Yes, Amanda. The Utah Safety Council says make sure your car is in good shape before you take your trip. Take an emergency kit with food and water and try to limit distractions. Now they also tell the Daily Herald, be sure to plan out your route, check road conditions before driving, and make sure you get plenty of rest beforehand. They also shore on your way, be sure to take plenty of breaks. But another safety concern is all the trailers and RVs that are out on the road. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
With 35 million people expected to hit the roads this weekend, arriving safely is a big concern. AAA spokesperson Rolaine Faircloth says always make sure you leave enough room between you and the larger vacation vehicles. They can't stop as fast as you. And it's important to stay safe if you run into trouble. If you're stuck at the side of the road, ask someone to call help. Don't get into a stranger's car.
KSL News Radio has triple team traffic coverage for you this Memorial Day weekend.
The NBA's Eastern Conference Finals got underway last night, and it was LeBron James doing what he does best.
LeBron goes in, LeBron layup, he got it right at the buzzer, and sticks that in your face!
In your face. The NBA's MVP finished with a triple-double of 30 points, 10 boards, 10 assists, and the game-winning shot. Other than that, a lackluster performance. Miami edged Indiana in overtime, 103-102.
And Utah's morning news continues.
How millennials are shifting the political landscape. I'm Logan Daniels.
Pretty good ride out there. Traffic and weather together comes your way every 10 minutes on the 9.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at 4 convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind, don't wait. Get a HeartView scan today, or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to MyHeartScan.com. That's MyHeartScan.com. Go to MyHeartScan.com today.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Something new under the sun. Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are The Browsers. 1-3 on KSL News Radio.
And coming up on the KSL Extra, our live interview with former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
The National Council of Boy Scouts of America is expected to vote on a resolution today saying no youths would be denied membership because of their sexual orientation. More than 1,400 scout leaders from across the country will vote in a secret ballot. The resolution does not lift the ban on gay scout leaders.
It appears the political divide will stay with us. A Harvard study on political affiliation shows millennials probably won't be able to heal it. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels has more.
The Institute of Politics at Harvard found the gap between college-age students who either approve or disapprove of President Obama has grown by 9 points since the November election. While many in the age range agree on liberal social issues, they differ on fiscal policy. University of Utah political science professor Matthew Burbank says this study is not a good predictor of the future.
For many of them, this is really their beginning time as being an adult, so many of these issues are not really very tangible to them or necessarily very important.
Burbank says a single stance on an issue may be conservative or liberal depending on the year. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
The valedictorian of a high school in Clayton County, Georgia, has a GPA of 4.466 and scored 1,900 on the SAT. But what's truly remarkable is that her family was homeless for most of her high school years, living in shelters and her mother's car.
Don't give up. Do what you have to do right now so that you can have the future that you want.
17-year-old Chelsea Fierce will get to Spelman College in the fall and already has enough credits that she'll be a college junior.
That's remarkable.
That is amazing. Yeah. 539 on KSL. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Ricky.
Well, we are still running at good speeds. Traffic flowing freely on I-15, 215, I-80, and the 21st South Freeway. Even where traffic is starting to build, you're not going to see any kind of problems, nothing to get in your way and slow you down. Our main secondaries, Bangor Highway, Redwood Road, State Street, 7th East, Foothill Drive, all being reported as problem-free. Traffic is still pretty light on our main secondaries and our side streets. Downtown city streets also, no problems to report there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. A push of cooler air from the northwest started to move in yesterday afternoon, so it's not going to be as warm today. Highs in the low to mid-70s. And mostly sunny, traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the dimes, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 45 degrees downtown.
The former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, coming up in a few minutes. And next hour at this time, Congressman Jason Chaffetz on his conducting of questioning of the head of the former head of the IRS. Fascinating yesterday. Details on that in an hour.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic and weather station.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
We're at it again, making headlines across the country, this time in the Wall Street Journal. They point out something that so many of us already knew, the fact that once again, Utah has the lowest healthcare costs in the nation. Why Utah? The article points to our young and healthy population, but also give credit to the 40,000 people who work hard to drive down patient costs while ensuring they receive the highest quality health care. 40,000 dedicated people, the members of the Utah Hospital Association, 10 statewide health systems, more than 50 community hospital and affiliated home health agencies and clinics that reach every corner of our state. It's an organization that has touched the life of virtually every Utahan, either directly or through a family member, all working together with the goal of improving care coordination and keeping patients safe. That's the Utah Hospital Association, the trusted voice of healthcare.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer.
and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Live well.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, tragedy and a mystery in West Point. A mother found two of her children dead, and we don't know yet how they died. The older brother is considered a person of interest.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A medical examiner is trying to identify the man who died after falling nearly 200 feet near Bridal Veil Falls in Provo Canyon. Witnesses saw the man fall at about 8 last night. He had no ID on him and appeared to be alone.
News time 5:45. Now to our extraordinary opportunity to speak with two-time Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, the author of a new book about lessons learned from his time in business, politics, war, and life.
It is called Rumsfeld Rules, and he now joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Would you share with us the story of how President Ford helped you name this book?
Well, it was interesting. He's the only president who wasn't ever elected president or vice president. And I made a comment one day when I was his chief of staff, and he said, "Well, what's that from?" And I said, "Well, it's a thought that somebody said to me one day that I found interesting and useful." And as a result, he said, "Well, let me see the rest of them." So we had them typed up. We gave them to him, and he labeled them Rumsfeld's Rules and asked me to send them around to the senior White House staff.
There are several stories right now, Mr. Secretary, and we'd like your opinion on a couple of them. One is Benghazi, and what is your belief about what happened there and what has happened since regarding the dissemination of information?
Well, I think until the congressional hearings are over, we will not really know ground truth as to what took place. We do know certain things. We do know it was the anniversary of September 11th. And that people were alert to that. We know it was, the threats were serious enough that the British pulled their people out of Benghazi. We know it was serious, the threats about Al-Qaeda related organizations were serious enough that our people there asked for additional security and for whatever reason didn't get it. I think that what's important is that the congressional hearings go forward and those tough questions are asked.
Can I ask you, Mr. Secretary, about sex abuse in the military? And we hear the statistics that 1 in 4 women in the military experiences some sort of sex abuse. And in light of that statistics, what can be done?
Well, I don't know. It is a problem in an organization where there's a hierarchy, and some people are subject to authority above them. And this is true in a corporation. It's true in private organizations, as it is in the military. And I suspect that the data might be better collected in the military than it is in the private sector. But if it's as serious as it sounds, it seems to me that we simply as human beings have to have zero tolerance for that. And the only thing I can think of is if that's what it is, then they need to find a mechanism that is different from the authority mechanism that currently exists for flushing out any kind of abuse, whether it's oral or physical.
We're talking with former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Mr. Secretary, regarding the IRS scandal quickly, when we think about what the president did know or should have known, What can the White House do, or what can the politicians do to regain the public trust in an agency with such wide sweeping influence as the IRS?
Well, I think you hit the right word. I think the problem is the American, this is so serious a problem because the IRS is so powerful, has so many people and so many rules, and our tax system is completely out of whack. I send a letter when I send my taxes in and I say, here's my tax form, here's my money, and I want you to know I have no idea if I'm paying the right amount because the tax laws are so complicated, I can't understand them. And people are frightened of the IRS. And to think that it's turned against the American people, it doesn't matter if it's turned against you, because if it can turn against someone else next door, it can turn against you tomorrow. And I think it's a very serious matter and something that the Congress is going to have to continue to pursue and find ground truth on.
So many of us know you from your public service, Mr. Secretary, but knowing that you were the CEO of two Fortune 500 companies, do you have any comment on why companies aren't hiring?
Well, they are. The reason they're not hiring is because they're not foolish, I guess is the first thing. And they have other people's money. They have shareholders' money, and they have to make decisions about where they're going to invest and what's the risk-benefit ratio. And they see a government that is increasingly intrusive, where regulations are creating an environment that's inhospitable to an investment. And what they do is they're able to look around the world and look around the country and make investments where they believe it makes sense. And to the extent the government creates an environment that's inhospitable here in the United States or in a state, then they'll vote with their feet. Money's a coward. They'll go where they can find a decent return. And uncertainty is a killer for investment. As long as the government behaves in a way that seems that you can't predict where you're going to be or what the results will be, and the regulations are burdensome relative to other opportunities, they're just simply not going to hire people.
Mr. Secretary, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
What an honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you both.
Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, his new book is called Rumsfeld Rules.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
News time is 5:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go to the traffic center and Ricky Meese.
Well, that's a hard act to follow. A great opportunity to hear Mr. Rumsfeld on KSL News Radio. We are looking at a very nice ride on all the Valley freeways. One problem has popped up. It is a crash with possible injuries. 4800 South, about 2500 East there on Holiday Boulevard. Vincent Hair Institute offers the latest techniques to restore your own permanent hair, starting at $89. Remember hair? Find it again at VincentHairInstitute.com, where they restore more than hair. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check that 7-day forecast and look through the holiday weekend.
Still looks like some really beautiful weather ahead as we get closer to the Memorial Day weekend. Mostly sunny today, breezy and cooler. With a north breeze, our highs only in the mid-70s, so not as warm as yesterday. And highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. Then it gets warmer Saturday, mostly sunny and low 80s. Sunday near 80 and partly cloudy. Monday, a lot of clouds for the holiday. Temperatures still warm, though, around 80. Tuesday, a lot of clouds. Could be some showers and highs in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of showers Wednesday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown, it is 44 degrees. KSL Drives, now a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here is KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Long gone are the diesels of old with that thick black smoke filling the air behind them. Diesels have really come a long way. A lot of people now buy diesels to save on fuel. Diesels are most efficient on the highway. They rev a lot lower than the standard gas engine, and that's where they give you the most bang for the buck. If you buy a diesel, expect not only to pay more for fuel, sometimes a lot more, but also for the car itself. Many times diesels are priced just under hybrids. Diesel engines are more complex, and that's reflected in the price. And before you run out the door to buy a diesel to save on gas, do the math. It depends on what type of driving you're doing if you really hope to milk the diesel benefits for what they're worth. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, old MacDonald has a farm. with Nutri-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutrimulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutrimulch. Putting Nutrimulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutrimulch before you plant. Nutrimulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutrimulch.com.
Hey there, it's me, John. I'm just a regular dad, but I'm a big deal at my house, mostly because I'm there. That's half of being a great dad, showing up. The other part is tricky. Let's use a simple test to see if you can figure out that other part, shall we? What is this sound?
Thanks, Dad.
I know it's only two words. Could be the sound of gratitude. That's the obvious guess, but listen carefully.
Thanks, Dad.
Those two words are really saying respect. Now that's a hard thing to teach. Respect yourself, your parents, your teachers, your fellow human beings. Wow! Can a kid learn all that just by spending more time with his father? Well, it's a start.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
Boy, so much news going on this morning, Grant. It's hard to wrap your brain around it. We learned this morning what the estimated damage was in Moore, Oklahoma.
$2 billion.
$2 billion. And we also are talking this morning a little bit about President Obama's defense of the drone program, but his understanding that he needs to be more transparent. An admission that four Americans have been killed with the use of drones. He'll be talking more about that later on today. Stay with KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money now, CEO pay, which fell 2 years straight during the recession, but rose 24% in 2010 and 6% in 2011, has never been higher. The head of a typical large public company made $9.7 million in 2012, a 6.5% increase from a year earlier.
General Motors Company is recalling more than 27,000 Cadillac SRX SUVs because the wheels can fall off. Canadian safety regulators say the wheel nuts may not have been tightened enough at the factory. GM says the problem hasn't caused any crashes or injuries. Dealers will rotate tires and tighten those nuts.
10-hour blackout over what a third of Vietnam, it has exposed the fragile nature of that nation's power grid.
Checking your money at this moment, the futures are down. Dow futures down 113, the S&P is down 15.5, and the NASDAQ is down 27.2.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, traffic and weather together on the 9s.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. by replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
9 traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Ricky.
Well, nice, smooth ride in progress, north and southbound I-15. No problems reported on the freeways throughout the greater Salt Lake Valley. We do have that one accident. There could be injuries with here, so do watch for crews on the scene on Holiday Boulevard. This is 4800 South at about 2500 East. Show support and honor those who gave all for our country. Memorial Day, 7 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park, 1985 West, 7800 South. Visit wjordan.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny and a little cooler today, and we'll have some northerly breezes. Our high will be in the low 70s, 73 or so, in St. George, 86 today. 44 degrees right now, downtown Salt Lake City.
This tragedy. Oh, Grant. Mm-hmm. This tragedy in West Point is just...
Mom comes home.
And finds her... Two sons dead and another son missing. Now he's been apprehended. More coming up on KSL. It's hard to imagine.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.